Now, always remember this point. Before any foreign country's government signs any business deal or agreement, they look at how stable the client country's government is. Because in democratic countries, government changes frequently within a few years. This creates a lot of difficulties in long-term investments. If you look at these Gulf countries, they are not democratic countries. Their rulers always remain in power, and after them, their children continue the legacy. These Gulf countries make fun of democratic governance in private. But in the case of India, in recent years, there has been a change in the outlook of these Gulf countries. And not just these Gulf countries, even the G7 countries. These Gulf rulers are quite impressed by Prime Minister Modi's global personality and his way of working. Prime Minister Modi balances everything and has maintained good relations with the heads of powerful countries, even when there is animosity between the two major countries, which if you see is a highly commendable job. Just see for yourself, when Prime Minister Modi came to power, no Indian Prime Minister had ever gone to the Gulf region before, except Indira Gandhi in 1981. If you carefully analyze India's interests with Gulf countries, India and the Gulf countries have a very special interest in each other. Around 1 crore Indian people work there. India gets the majority of its oil from the Gulf region. Prime Minister Modi went to Gulf for the first time in 2015. He has visited UAE 7 times, and the Crown Prince of the UAE has also come to India several times. PM Modi has gone to Bahrain and improved India's relations there. Then, when he went to the US, after the state guest, he went to Egypt to open a trade route from there. Prime Minister Modi went to Israel. Prime Minister Modi had a separate visit to Palestine. And when he went to Palestine, he stayed in Jordan for a day and met the King of Jordan there. And from there took a helicopter from Jordan to Palestine, because that's the only route. And 2 Israeli jets were escorting them. Prince of the UAE and Saudi Arabia awarded Prime Minister Modi the highest civilian award. If Prime Minister Modi meets Saudi Prince, Iran has no problem. If Prime Minister Modi meets the Iranian head, Saudi has no problem. The same we get to see when Prime Minister Modi meets US President and Russian President. So if you look at all the Prime Minister Modi's visits, whether he goes to the Middle East or any other place, were conducted strategically. Diplomacy is driven by trade, and when trade and diplomacy merge, bilateral relationships flourish. And now look at the Indian Navy. Whenever there is any activity in and around the Indian Ocean, the Indian Navy is the first to reach. If the Houthis attacked, India directly talked to their handler, that is Iran. Currently, India is the only country active throughout the entire Indian Ocean. India currently has around 10 warships patrolling the entire Indian Ocean region. Indian Navy's P-8I surveillance aircraft is constantly patrolling for spotting submarines. Along with this, India has taken MQ-9 drones from the US on lease, even that is in operation. And now the United States has approved the sale of 31 MQ-9B armed drones to India. So you see, wherever in the Indian Ocean there is any activity, India is the first to reach. So this is a clear sign of an independent foreign policy and independent strength.